sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Friday, May 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As usual, joining us every Friday in this time slot from 10 to 11 is Pastor Chatfield. He is always giving us information about a history lesson, the Constitution, Bible, all kinds of things. Pastor Chatfield, if you could just turn down your volume in the headset just a little bit. There we go. We took care of
that. All the way down, Randy.
All right, great.
It's all the way down.
I greatly appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you fine.
Okay, sir. You've got a good lesson plan for us today, a discussion basically that starts off regarding a simple statement that was made back in the day. Tell the folks what you're talking about.
I'm going to talk about the American's creed, but before I say that, I want to remember Mike Lindemuth, who was a 1996 graduate at Northern Michigan Christian Academy in Burt Lake. He was killed in Iraq in 2005 in the line of duty, and this is Memorial Day weekend, remembering those who have sacrificed their lives. He gave it all, and so I remember Mike. I remember Mike, good athlete, good rebounder, good defender. Always when people say, well, if you had the all-NMCA team, who would be on it? Well, Mike would be on it. I'm not sure he would start because he wasn't the most skilled. But, boy, he played good defense, and he could rebound. Mm. And so just remember Mike and loved our country. So Mike Lindemuth killed in action in 2005 in Iraq. So I'm going to remember him on this Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely. Okay, so we want to remember all of our fallen soldiers this weekend. And one thing you bring up, this is somebody from Northern Michigan. This is somebody who actually attended your school. This is somebody you actually taught and interacted with and coached. And I just before you get started on the lesson plan, the discussion, where were you at when you heard about his death in 2005, how'd you hear about it? How did it make you feel?
Saddened. I was at home at the time. I was delivering papers every morning, and I was taking a nap. I'm getting ready to go to school. My wife came and says, Mike Lindemuth died. I remember that day very well. Mm-hmm. And Mike was a former member of our church, Northern Michigan Christian Academy. It was the only school he ever attended. And we always sang lots of patriotic songs, and I got to believe that's part of why he joined the Marine Corps. And he loved the Marines. And so we are patriotic, love our country. That's kind of the subject of today and this Memorial Day weekend. The American's Creed was written by a man named William Tyler Page. He wrote it in 1917. It was in response to a contest. And I can't remember who had a contest. Who could write a succinct statement of American beliefs, a creed? a statement of belief. Now, the long statement of our belief is the Declaration of Independence, and of which you've heard me talk about so many times.
Sure.
But this is a shortened version of this. What do we believe as a country? There were over 3,000 people submitted essays. This is only 100 words. It's something I've memorized along with a lot of other things. I'm going to put this out there online eventually, and so you can listen to it if you want, whatever. It's important. And he worked for the United States, the Capitol in Washington, for 61 years. He started off as a page. He later became clerk of the House for 12 years. Man loved his country. And we'll talk about that on the other side.
Sounds good. Perfect spot for a break. Great way to tease up the 100 words. America's Creed. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today here on heading into Memorial Day weekend. Pastor Chatfield, go ahead with that creed. And now you said this was a essay, maybe a newspaper back in the day or somebody like that.
It was a contest, yes, yes.
And you contest. Said there was over 3,000 people that submitted essays.
Correct, and his was selected. And he wrote this on the way home from church one Sunday because his church always said the Apostles' Creed, which is a creed is simply a statement of belief.
Sure.
In our church, very often in our adult Sunday school, we give a statement of faith. Okay, it's an independent Baptist statement of faith. I want people to stay on the rails. This is what we believe. This is what we believe about the Bible. This is what we believe about the Lord Jesus Christ. This American's Creed, I think, is good. It's been around for 100 years over, and our kids in our school often memorize it. I've memorized it. And this statement is awful. This is also many times incorporated into the naturalization process of people coming into our country. They'll say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then they'll say the American's Creed. And many times, immigrants who have come to our country and have studied the Constitution and are so happy to be Americans, they know more about our history and our Constitution than some people that grew up in our country. We know virtually nothing about our history, our Constitution, our Declaration, our founding, our Christian heritage. They know almost nothing, which is sad. But that is the result, of the public school system. Hey, now enrolling in Northern Michigan Christian Academy in Burt Lake. Okay, plug that.
Absolutely.
You won't graduate from our school without knowing our documents. I just gave a test last week about the Declaration of Independence, this past week on the Gettysburg Address. Before that, I had a final exam on the Constitution. You don't graduate from our school without understanding our founding. You may not know some other things. By the way, when kids take college entrance exams, you know how many questions they have about the Constitution and history? You know how many they get?
No
Zero.
Idea.
Zero.
None?
Zero.
Oh,
none.
Gosh.
Mm. No, but there's when you get these college entrance exams, they don't care if you know anything about our history, our presidents. I mean, you come to our school, you're going to know it, even if you don't want to know it, because I've repeated over and over and over. You
got to
know
sure.
these things. Okay, here's the American's Creed, and then we'll discuss it. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. A democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and defend it against all enemies. Amen.
That's amen
a belief.
To that.
That's a belief.
Yes.
We believe this. Now, first of all, let me just say this. Hey, listeners, do you believe in our country? Oh, yeah. I don't care if President Biden is in, or President Reagan, or President Obama, President Trump. Listen, our country is greater than any individual. We believe in our country. We believe in our Constitution. We have some beliefs. I do, anyway. I believe
sure.
in our country. Now, I hear Christians say, well, hey, the Constitution, the Declaration, that's not the Bible. It's not the Word of God. True, I know that. But this country, truly, I believe this, was established on Christian ideas, Christian principles by Christians. Not every Christian was exactly like Rusty Chatfield, I know that, but all respected the Bible. Every last one respected the Bible, natural law, and revealed law. Revealed law is another word for the Bible. That they all did. That was those were the principles upon which this country was founded. Remember the 1892 Supreme Court decision, Church of the Holy Trinity, when the Supreme Court said, this is a Christian nation. I don't know if you heard this recently. Peter Hegseth says, all the left media, he's the Secretary of Defense. Oh, he said King Jesus. He said the name Jesus. Oh, and the left is going ballistic. Listen, one of the rallying cries during the revolution was no king but King Jesus. I mean, it was, we were and are founded on Christian principles. I'm not going to let the left forget that. They can cry and complain all they want.
Right.
And by the way, anytime you pray, even if you don't pray in Jesus' name, I mean, you're praying to God. I mean, the left, they don't want prayer at all because they don't want the recognition of God. Here's something else that our students at our school memorize all the time. We say it almost every day. We, the people of the state of Michigan, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of freedom and earnestly desiring to secure these blessings undiminished to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution. Grateful to Almighty God. That's the preamble of our Michigan Constitution. It's still in the Constitution of the state of Michigan. It's a recognition that our rights come from God, and we're grateful to Him, and government's responsibility is to secure rights. When William Tyler Page wrote this American's Creed, he drew it from different ideas, okay? One of which was the preamble of the United States Constitution, which says, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. So in this creed, you can see the phraseology, a perfect union. Now, I would say, of course, obviously, nothing is perfect on this sin-cursed earth. No, this creed is not perfect. Hey, was the Apostles' Creed perfect? Is the statement of faith in Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church perfect? No, it's not the Bible, but it's a statement drawing from the Bible. And whatever creed you believe in, Christian creed, there are different ones. Many different creeds. That's fine. And they vary slightly. But we were a Christian nation. And these ideas are Christian. I love that when he says, I believe in the United States of America. We believe in our country. We believe. We're believers in our country. And we believe that it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Where'd that phrase come from, Randy?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
The government... That government by the people, for the people, of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. He draws from the Gettysburg Address right there.
Absolutely.
That phrase comes from...
And that phrase from when Lincoln said that at the time was very critical in a point in history of our country because one of the things that I think people fail to understand... It was that love of country that led him during the Civil War to fight so strongly to keep the country together. That's one thing that I think is missing today. It seems like we're divided. The shooting of these Jewish people, at the museum, the radical teachings that are going on at Harvard, the big battle that's going on between Trump's cabinet and Harvard University and these other Columbia and other universities around the country. Is this something you think that maybe perhaps the love of country is missing? That's why
Absolutely.
These radical professors are teaching this kind of garbage to our young people?
On the other side, maybe we'll talk about what they call us. You're a Christian nationalist. By the way, those Jewish people I read, and I believe it to be true because it came from a credible source, were Messianic Jews. What does that mean? They were Jews who believed in Jesus Christ. So
Absolutely.
They were Christian,
yep.
of Jewish heritage, Israelis, but they were Christians.
Right.
I mean, regardless, you don't go and just flat out murder anybody no matter what, of course, but it kind of adds to the idea that they were Christians. So, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. That phrase comes from our Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So within this creed, the American's Creed, is the idea that government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed. That is, and that's why this is powerful, I think. Then he says, and he goes on, he says, a democracy in a republic. Okay. Ultimate power in our country resides in the people. We, the people of the United States. That's true. However, we created a republic, not a pure democracy. The founders of this country were fearful of democracy, especially Alexander Hamilton, George Washington, John Adams. They were the Federalist parties in World War II. Pure democracy would lead to mob rule, which would lead ultimately to a dictatorship. We don't believe in pure democracy. We believe in a republic where, yes, ultimate power resides with the people, but not immediate power. We have elected representatives that make laws for us. They represent us. In a sense, we are making laws through our representatives. That's true. But we don't, in some of the things, especially in the state of Michigan, excuse me, we're way too democratic. I mean, I don't mean democratic with a capital D. The initiative and referendum processes in this country, in this state to amend our state constitution are way, way, way too easy. All you need to be is a billionaire, have an idea, get the money, deceive the people, get 51% or 50.01% of the vote, and you can change the constitution. It is way too easy. Those whole ideas of how to change the constitution in our state should be scrapped. We got a lot of things in our constitution that were too easily done. It's too close to a pure democracy. And if that frightens anybody, you got to know your history here. We didn't set up a democracy. A democracy, ultimate power resides with the people, but in a republic, where power was divided. When you look at the constitution of our country as originally written, the only people that the citizen would vote for on a national level directly was their representative in the House of Representatives. That's the only one that you had a real say-so, the People's House. The Senate was chosen, senators were chosen by the state legislatures. The presidents were chosen by the Electoral College. Power was removed from the immediate grasp of the people. Because we don't want a mob rule. We don't want that, by the way. A couple years later, you see what pure democracy leads to? Pure democracy leads to the reign of terror like happened in France in a Robespierre and 40,000 people beheaded when you could grasp power and then just use your power to execute people. So we believe a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. Now he's trying to thread the needle here, and this is tricky. George Washington believed in our country. More than any, and this is George Washington's words, local discrimination. He didn't believe in the ultimate authority of Virginia, even though he's a Virginian. He tried, and he could see division coming. And he said, hey, love your country, our country, America, more than you love Virginia. Unfortunately, we had a civil war, which tested whether or not, who is the supreme sovereign? It is our country, not the state. Our country is the supreme sovereign. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And I get that. There are things called states' rights, and the vast majority of things that happen in government in our country to this day still happen on a state level. And I do think that more power needs to be transferred back to the states. I believe that. Yes, absolutely. But in the end, the sovereign is the nation. A perfect union. Well, that phraseology comes from the preamble. Hear the music. We'll talk about this on the other side.
Sounds good. Perfect spot for a break. Enjoying the conversation, discussion from Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.